This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Telugu Desam Party Chief Nara Chandrababu Naidu was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh at Kesarapalli in Krishna district today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and leaders of the NDA attended the swearing-in ceremony. Along with him, 24 newly elected members, including 3 from the Jana Sena Party and 1 from the Bharatiya Janata Party, were sworn in the Council of Ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Mr. Naidu on taking office as Chief Minister. In Odisha, the swearing-in ceremony of the newly elected Chief Minister, Mohan Charan Majhi, will take place at 4:55 this evening at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. Mr. Majhi will take oath along with 2 Deputy Chief Ministers, Kanakvardhan Singh Dev and Prabhati Parida, and a number of ministers. This is the first time the BJP is going to form a government in the state on its own, ending the long 24-year rule of Navin Patnaik-led Biju Janata Dal. The 52-year-old Majhi was unanimously elected leader of the BJP Legislature Party last evening in presence of central BJP observers, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav. First session of the 18th Lok Sabha will be convened from the 24th of this month. During the session, oath and affirmation of newly elected members and election of Lok Sabha Speaker will take place. President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha and discussion on address will also be held in this session. The session of Rajya Sabha will commence on the 27th of this month. The Parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. In Jammu and Kashmir, a CRPF jawan was martyred and 6 security personnel were injured in 2 overnight encounters with terrorists in Kathua and Doda districts of Jammu Division. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that in the mountainous Doda district, 5 troopers of Rashtriya Rifles and a special police officer were injured when terrorists attacked a joint checkpost in the upper reaches of Chattargala and Bhadarwa Pathankot Road. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar has expressed deep shock over the devastating fire incident in Kuwait City that has reportedly claimed over 40 lives and has left over 50 hospitalized. Mr. Jaishankar has conveyed his condolences to the families of the victims and wished an early and full recovery to the injured. While informing that the Indian ambassador has gone to camp, Mr. Jaishankar assured that the Indian embassy in Kuwait will provide full assistance to all those affected by the incident. In Tamil Nadu, an infant and 4 people were killed in an accident when a private bus collided with 2 motorcycles this morning. The accident occurred at Sukampatti Road in Salem. At least 10 passengers in the bus who were wounded have been admitted to the district government hospital at Salem. A case has been registered by the police. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert warning for heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over the northern belt of India, including Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Division, Uttarakhand, Madhya Pradesh, Haryana and Delhi for the next 4 days. IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said that severe heat wave conditions are also likely in some parts of Gangetic West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand and Uttar Pradesh for the next 3 to 4 days. On the monsoon, the IMD said conditions are favourable for further advance of southwest monsoon into some more parts of Telangana and Chhattisgarh to the next 1 day. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India will take on USA at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York this evening. Both the teams entering the match undefeated in the previous 2 outings. The men in blue secured wins against Pakistan and Ireland, while the USA triumphed over Canada and Pakistan in the previous encounters. India sits comfortably atop the points table, boasting a superior net run rate, while the USA stands second. According to a recent World Bank report, India will remain the world's fastest growing economy with a steady growth rate of 6.7% over the next 3 fiscal years. This robust growth is fueled by strong domestic demand, a surge in investment and vigorous activity in the services sector. In its Global Economic Prospects report, the World Bank retained its growth forecast for India at 6.6% for financial year 2024-25. The projection underscores India's strong economic momentum driven by robust domestic demand, increased investment and vigorous services sector activity. And that is the end of this news bulletin.